They had POW across the front, in giant letters, bold and black, with KRZAP and OOF and SPLAT, a little smaller on the back. And villains would take fright as Charlie pulled his pants up tight, his scarlet superhero underpants.
"Don't worry, and don't wait," he said. "I may be back quite late, but I've got to find my scarlet underpants."
Well, there we were. We were working like that. And then who should come up but the Cat in the Hat?
"Uh-oh," Sally said. "Don't you talk to that cat. That cat is a bad one, that Cat in the Hat. He plays lots of bad tricks. Don't you let him come near. You know what he did the last time he was here?"
"Play tricks," laughed the cat. "Oh, my, my. No, no, no. I just want to go in and get out of the snow. Keep your mind on your work. Just you stay there, you two. I will go in the house and find something to do."
"Hello, I'm Fred, the bogeyman, with my bogey wife and kitties and my faithful bogey dog."
"There is only one way to deal with this crisis. Snow White must die. But how to accomplish this? I could poison her. No, that may fail. I know. I shall have a servant take her to the forest and come back with her heart."
"Who is it?"
he called, yawning and rubbing his sleepy eyes.
"It is I," a voice replied.
It was Geppetto's voice. Pinocchio was so excited that he jumped up and ran to the door.
"Open the door for me,"
Geppetto shouted.
"Oh, Father, I can't,"
Pinocchio cried, rolling about footless on the floor.
"Why can't you? Open this door,"
Geppetto warned.
"Or you will go to bed tonight without supper."
"My dear mother, I am very sorry to tell you that it will not be in our power to keep our promise of spending the holiday with you. Miss Susan, in a letter to her brother, has declared her intention of visiting us almost immediately. It seems her current accommodation, the old manor house, has had some mysterious disappearances in recent times."
Ben began to feel sorry for the strange little creature. The monster sniffed.
"It's impossible to scare people when you only weigh 15 ounces,"
she said.
"I mean, that's less than half a kilo."
"Is it really?" said Ben.
"Oh, yes,"
replied the monster.
"I may be small, but I'm not stupid."
Mr. Grizzle was amazed.
"Well done, Ben," he said. "What an astonishing improvement."
"Son, we don't cotton to your kind coming round here. Mr. Big City, always waving your money in front of other people's faces, snapping your fingers and expecting folks to be doing things you tell them to do. It just ain't right. You're gonna regret the day you ever came into this here town. My boys will be coming back soon, and you better skedaddle, or they just might come home and teach you a lesson."